this is a waived 31412B hearing. From Mr. Dennis Rumsey, ADC number 041418, before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency to consider parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. In the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, and the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quimonis, and I will be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. I'll begin the hearing with the following summary. Mr. Rumsey is 58 years old. He is currently serving a life sentence for murder in the first degree. Should he be granted parole, he will begin his final prison term for armed robbery, a 21-year sentence. He has been eligible for parole since November 18, 2004. The crime of murder occurred on or about October 10, 1979. He was 19 years old at the time of the said offense. He was convicted by jury trial and sentenced on July 7, 1980. It should be noted that there was an extensive appeal process in which he was retried and resentenced to death, but the new conviction was eventually overturned and returned to life imprisonment. I'll read a brief summary of the offense in question. On October 10, 1979, Mr. Rumsey murdered George Koslowski. Around that time, Mr. Rumsey and Kimberly Holmes were hitchhiking from Indiana to Las Vegas, Nevada, when they were picked up by the victim, George Koslowski, in either New Mexico or Texas. When they reached Phoenix, Mr. Rumsey and the victim went into a store to buy beer. When Mr. Rumsey returned, he told Kimberly Holmes that the victim had over $300 in his wallet and that he was going to rob him. When they left Phoenix, Mr. Rumsey was driving and the victim was sleeping in the back seat. After driving for approximately 45 minutes, Mr. Rumsey pulled him inside the road, woke the victim, ordered him at gunpoint to empty his pockets and get into the truck. The victim refused, so Mr. Rumsey fired one warning shot and repeated his demands. When the victim refused again, Mr. Rumsey shot the victim twice. Mr. Rumsey has received moderate programming from ABC. According to his progress report, he does not have a release plan. He has a significant history of discipline from 1981 through 2013, with his last major on September 17, 2013, for positive refusal to submit new analysis. This appears to be Mr. Rumsey's seventh hearing for the board. He has no letters to support his parole packet. It should be noted that the Maricopa County Attorney's Office submitted a letter dated December 14, 2018, which is to say very recently, and this letter opposed his parole. We'll begin the discussion by stating that based on the cold and heinous nature of this crime, the lack of any remorse or accountability by Mr. Rumsey, I do not believe that granting him parole to his next consecutive sentence would serve the interest of justice, more public safety, but I am certainly open to the input of the dialogue with my colleagues. Hearing no further input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Dennis Rumsey, ADC number 041418, our motion is to deny parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge, and based on the year of the crime, we have no mechanism for a one-year set-off.
Second.
Agree.
So seconded by the Honorable Dr. Wright and agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Again, we have no mechanism for when you're set off. Release type denied is 412B consecutive sentence and 411. Reasons for denial are as follows: serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury. Just one short second. I was saying poor institutional behavior. I'm calling within the last 5 years a recent disciplinary infraction. No family or community support system. Is there anything else that any of my fellow board members wish to add? Okay, then this concludes your hearing, and I want to thank my fellow board members.